You're listening to 89.1 KMUW NPR for Wichita. The band Kansas is known for hits such as Dust in the Wind and Carry On Wayward Son. But 2016 saw the group release new music with a new lineup and a series of successful concert dates. KMUW's Jed Bodwin spoke with the band's new lead vocalist, Ronnie Platt, and has this story.
Growing up in Chicago, singer and keyboardist Ronnie Platt had always loved the band Kansas. In 2014, the group's original vocalist, Steve Walsh, announced that he was leaving the band for good. The other members were determined to carry on, and so Platt reached out to guitarist Rich Williams and later drummer Phil Ehart to offer up his services. Here, Platt recalls the whirlwind circumstances that saw him landing the coveted role of Kansas vocalist.
When I saw Steve's retirement announcement, I just dropped Rich a message on Facebook and said, "Rich, Ronnie Platt from Shooting Star, give me some consideration." Very next day, I talked to Rich. Very next day, which was a Friday, I talked to Phil. Flew down to Atlanta on Monday, met with them for a few hours. Flew right back home to Chicago Monday afternoon. Tuesday morning, got an email from Phil saying, "Congratulations, you got the job." So, I mean, a matter of really 5 days, it was executed, so pretty fast.
Tell me what made you that way. Here I am, just waiting for a sign. Asking questions, learning all the time. It's always here, it's always there.
By the end of 2015, Kansas was writing new material as a band for the first time in nearly 20 years. Platt says that he was surprised as anyone when Kansas, a band that had not released an album of new material since 2000, started making progress on a new record. He says that he and fellow keyboardist and vocalist David Mannion may have brought some new excitement to the project for veteran members Rich Williams and Phil Ehart.
When I first met with Phil and Rich, there really was no discussion of new music. I think, you know, after a few months of David Mannion and myself being in the band and us maybe being pretty ambitious, the idea entered Phil and Rich's head that, you know, hey, you know, this maybe a new album could work.
The result of those writing and recording sessions is The Prelude Implicit, an album that blends classic Kansas sensibilities with contemporary influences. Platt adds that being involved in the writing process for new Kansas material was a surprise, though he adds he wasn't initially sure that his contributions would be accepted.
When I submitted my first set of lyrics, which was With This Heart, you know, I gave him With This Heart, and I was all prepared for him to say, "No, this is really good and everything. You know, we really like this, but we're going to go in this direction." So, you know, imagine my excitement when, Phil and Rich said, "Hey, this is really good. Try writing something for this song and this song and this song." And it really turned out to be quite a gift.
Upon its release, The Prelude Implicit reached number 3 on Billboard's independent album chart, as well as high placings in other categories. A portion of that success, Platt says, comes down to the Kansas audience, one that's more accustomed to purchasing music than streaming it.
How can I term this? A more mature audience? They like that tangible product, that CD in your hand, that album.
You can reach the stars with your voice.
Kansas is, of course, a band with a legacy, and its current run of shows finds the group playing its 1976 release, Left Overture, in its entirety. Left Overture, you may know, is the album that featured this familiar song.
Carry on my wayward son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest, don't you cry no more.
Ronnie Platt, ever the Kansas fan, looks fondly on singing the Left Overture material.
Oh gosh, I remember buying that record when it came out and just playing it to death and just loving every song on it. The album has had just such an impact from day one that it came out, and you know, and is still loved by so many people and so many fans. To play it in its entirety, it's just, to me, it's just the neatest thing in the world. And we keep on adding Left Overture shows, so we must be doing something right.
Kansas performs at the Stiefel Theater in Salina this evening. For KMUW News, I'm Jed Bodwin.